from KQED. This is a story about the Pacific Crest Trail, but it actually starts with a Silicon Valley engineer shopping at a Costco.
Here's the chocolate cake, all American chocolate. This cake is about 7 inches high, and I can go through a cake like this in about a day. I think we'll go get some fruit next.
If you Google Hank Magnuski, you'll learn he's kind of a big deal in telecommunications. But that's not going to matter to the people he's shopping for.
Bananas have a lot of nutrients. It's a favorite hiker food.
After he leaves, he'll head out to the Pacific Crest Trail, known as the PCT, and wait for a herd of hikers. They won't know about his Silicon Valley life. They'll know him mostly by his trail name, the Owl, a nickname he received for his pensive personality. And they'll remember him as the guy who greeted them with the first indulgent desserts and fresh fruits they'd seen in hundreds of miles. While Magnuski shops, unsuspecting hikers trek a really beautiful but tough patch of the PCT, south of the Sonora Pass. It's deep wilderness. Within a 300-mile stretch, there's only one road, Yosemite's Highway 120, which crosses the PCT. For a week, hikers scale a steep pass every day, facing swarms of mosquitoes, unpredictable weather, and snow, even in this drought year.
Calling, come on, you sweet old girl.
This is Shannon Pepper.
Shannon Pepper, a.k.a. Pan, from Missoula, Montana.
Hard times ain't gonna rule my mind no more.
The recent college graduate sings to lift her spirits on the trail. Pan says hikers typically leave the trail every 5 days or so to shower and restock their food. It's mostly dried and dehydrated to keep their packs light.
When you're on trail and you're carrying all of your own meals, it can get really scary when you are close to being out. And I feel like I have a little better perspective on what it really means to be hungry. We live in a society of plenty, and there isn't plenty when you have to carry all of it.
The whole herd.
But plenty is what Pan finds when she walks into a picnic area where Hank Magnuski is waiting with a table full of all of that food from Costco.
I'm the Owl. I'm your host here.
Oh, wonderful.
Help yourself.
This is the Sonora Pass Cafe. Magnuski sets it up one or two weekends every summer when he knows there will be a lot of PCT traffic. In 3 days, 50 hikers come through with trail names like Gotta Walk, Pesky, Laugh Track, and Park. None of them expected this.
Oh, I just got a cookie with a cherry on top. Magic.
Cookie selfies, guys.
Cookie selfies. Where is my camera?
I'm missing.
We have the classic oilcloth tablecloth with beautiful, like, fresh fruit.
He's got delicious beer.
There's a chocolate cake that you can't even imagine on the trail.
Also Wi-Fi. Yeah. So currently I'm blogging.
Magnuski brings china and camping chairs and newspapers. On a nearby tree, he hangs a dartboard he calls Hiker's Revenge.
That is totally a mosquito on the dartboard. All right, I'm going to stick it to you for sticking it to me.
Magnuski doesn't say much, but he smiles broadly as he brews up gourmet coffee on a portable stove.
The PCT folks are doing 25 miles a day. It's like a marathon every single day for 6 months. And trail magic helps alleviate the pain.
Trail magic. That's any serendipitous help or treat offered to PCT hikers. Trail angels provide water or free rides or hiker-friendly food, like what Magnuski serves at the Sonora Pass Cafe. He considers it an honor to be out here. He discovered the Sierras nearly 20 years ago, chaperoning his son's Boy Scout trips.
I grew to love the mountains. It's really my cathedral out here. And I got involved in trail work after he went to college and I had nobody to hike with.
Magnuski joined a trail crew maintaining this section of the PCT and realized how barren the Sonora Pass is, even this picnic area.
There's nothing here but trees and a privy. The thought of a full-blown cafe in the middle of the wilderness just seemed like a neat idea.
So 10 years ago, he hosted his first Sonora Pass Cafe here.
Here comes the cookie.
Here you go.
Ah, nice.
Kat Addison, trail name Cat Dog, is from Bend, Oregon. She hasn't come down off the trail to rest or replenish her pack in 9 days.
When I got to the trailhead, I saw this little sign that there was trail magic. I started to cry because I was so tired. So I'm so glad to be here.
Addison's 62. A decade ago, she hiked the Appalachian Trail, but she's hiking the entire PCT for the first time.
The Sierras have kicked me around a little bit. I mean, I've had a couple meltdowns. I've had a couple face plants. It didn't feel too good. You know, people always say the trail provides, and sometimes it does.
And whipped cream on top.
Gage Waffle nearly ran out of food on the trail and is gorging on whipped cream, cake, and carrots. He's from Tulsa, Oklahoma, in his 20s, and he was working on a gas pipeline when a buddy called and proposed they hike the trail together.
I didn't ask any questions. I just said, I'm in.
But 3 weeks before their start date, his friend backed out.
So I decided to come alone. I'd never really done anything or been out on any adventure on my own before. So I was a little bit terrified at first. And this whole experience is just taking all of that away. And allowed me to not worry about the things that could go wrong, but just enjoy what's going right. Like this right here at Sonora Pass.
Now, there's color in the cheeks and light in the eyes of the hikers as they throw on their packs and head out for a few more hours on the trail.
Congratulations on that 1,000 miles.
For the California Report, I'm Lisa Morehouse at the Sonora Pass.
That's your last 10,000-foot peak up there.
Oh, really?
And it's all downhill from there.
From the Columbia River?
To the Columbia River, that's right.
Vicki Lee helped report this story. Next up on California Foodways, we head to a Central Valley dairy where almost all the employees are inmates. Well, if you got a story idea for the series, send us an email, calreport@kqed.org, and please put in the subject line, food.